Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Lead Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight, we're going to have a panel discussion, and what we plan to discuss is the show that we have played for the last couple of weeks, and that is we had a show on the Freedom Georgia Initiative, and our guest was Sister Ashley Scott and Renee Walters, and they were interviewed by our Time to Leave member, Sister Naombe Muhammad, and we got excellent response from that show. That's why we played it again. But now we want to delve into some of the topics that they, the topics that come up as they were in the process of building their own town, their own community. So obviously that has specific interest to us, and hopefully specific interest to you. And as we discussed last week's show, and we discussed the issues and the ramifications of them with their endeavor and how we can duplicate something like that, we'd like you to call in and give us a comment, or if you have a question, give us your question. And so to ask a question or leave a comment, you have to press the 1 on your keypad. That will let me know that you would like to get on the show, and I will definitely bring you in. Right now we have our brother and Time to Lead founder, Brother Originally Muhammad, and we also have his wife, Sister Ann Muhammad. So we're going to bring, that's Sister Majida Muhammad, my wife. Okay.
Don't get confused, Majida.
Well, like
just the numbers.
Assalamu alaikum. Me and sister.
Salam.
Me and sister Ann. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hear me?
Sir.
Yeah, me and
yes,
sister
I can
Ann.
Hear
we were shopping. Can you hear me now? Yeah, we are
here
shopping.
I still hear you just fine.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, we're shopping. So you hear some other noise in the background?
Praise be to Allah. Are you shopping for land?
No, brother. Well, actually, what we're shopping for. Remember, you said you want to help us do the flower next week. Well, we're getting
yes,
supplies
sir.
To make sure that your work will be comfortable. Get
praise
a swivel chair.
Okay.
You know, swivel chair so you can swivel from the bagger to swivel to close the bag so you can put them in the box.
Look, don't make it just
sir. Going to get a table so we can do the cream of whole wheat. Get that table, and you know, but we get ready. Really appreciate your willingness to help out. Like this week, we had three workers were out Monday and Tuesday. Monday. What's today? Thursday. So we had
yes.
two workers
yes,
out Monday and Tuesday. Three workers. Nobody came Monday and Tuesday. Then we had three people came yesterday. Then we had two people came today. So what we have to do, we basically plan what we're going to do based upon who shows up. And then
wow.
we're in the middle of distributing to 84 cities and the and a redistribution being just for the flour while we're making some more flour. So we have to do all of that. And, you know, we would not have to do all of that if it was not for the fact that we're the nation of Islam. Well, what do I mean by that? The fact that we live on a road that's so messed up that nobody wants to come to work. Okay? And it's messed up because the big white farmers want the nation of Islam's farmland back. They sold it to us and thinking that they'll be able to foreclose and get the land back, that they were not successful twice. So we have the land, but they have decided not to provide any services. Well, they've been doing that really for 25 years. And this is why I have to
yes,
run
sir.
For county commissioner, just to make a point of how we have been disturbed. So whereas somebody like sister, what's the two sisters' name?
Ashley and Renee.
Well, okay. Now I heard they also just got another 400 acres.
Yes,
right?
sir.
Now you
over
wait until they
exactly.
You wait until they be seen as a threat. You remember Dr. York? He bought a bunch of land, about 1,000 acres in Georgia. He's in jail. Is he still alive? What's the black actor, action actor, Wesley Snipes? He bought
okay.
Jail, and they put him in jail.
Mm.
So
I didn't know that.
You know, it's you didn't know that, right? Yeah, Wesley Snipes. He was
no,
he was going to have. He was going to have. He bought land, and he was going to have training, military. Type of training, and they got him on tax evasion, put him in jail
right,
for a while,
I remember
and took
yes,
his
sir.
Money. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he bought some land and was trying to act independently. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so, again, I applaud what they're doing, and they're very good at what they do, and we hope that more of our people will do that. And we can learn from some of the techniques they use. There's a lot of land available in Terrell County and Southwest Georgia, all over the South. It's just a matter of two things, us getting together and getting it, and then sticking together to make it work. Because just because you get the land you know, you got to be careful. It's like there was a piece of land my wife showed me, advertised on the internet in Dawson, right before you come into town. It was 11 acres. And I looked at the specification of the land, and I told Sister Ann, that's a swamp. Because I knew it was 600 something feet on Highway 32, and another 600 and something feet on the Kichwa Hunt, it's a creek. Now I passed. If you go by there now, oh, it looks okay. You know, nice creek. You know what I mean? So, a nice creek. Yeah, but every time it rains hard, that creek covers up that damn 11 acres.
Right.
Now you got to, those type of things. You got to know. That's why I tell people that if you're really serious about buying land, you need to move somewhere close to it and watch it for a year. Okay? Watch it in the summer. Watch it in the winter. Watch it in the dry season. Watch it in the wet season. You got to watch it because the enemy is good for selling you land that has a problem. Now, if you don't mind meeting and overcoming all obstacles, then that's fine. But if you're looking for an easy route, you best take some time to make sure, because they have surveyed every piece of land and have stolen every piece of land and resurveyed it again. Did you hear what I just said? So they know the land. They've already bought the best part. I stole the best part from us. If you want to get it back, you got to be careful because they have, it's like what they did with Muhammad Farms. They carved out what it was called the backside. They carved out 1,600 acres that had no outlet to a paved road except for 3 miles of dirt road that's impassable when it rains. They knew that. But they carved that out, and that's what they sold us. And so we were not supposed to still be there because of the conditions. Like I said, it's hard to get people even to come to work because they don't want to come down that road. We can't do a pick your own because nobody wants to come down that road. We can't even get truckers to bring us product or take product out, supplies, because they don't want to come down that road. That's why we had to get a truck, so we could go and take it to the terminal because the truckers didn't want to come down that road. So, therefore, they knew that it's impossible to build a business stuck on 3 miles in on a mud road that they do not maintain properly. They could maintain it better, but they won't do it. So I'm either running for office just to make a stink of it. I'm saying all that to say that don't get disappointed if you don't see the Nation of Islam doing things as fast as you would like, especially if you are not in and not trying, because you don't know you don't know what we have to go through. I know. I've been out here for 25 years fighting, and I know the games they play to make you unsuccessful. And if I had given up, it had just been, the nigga didn't know what he was doing. Even though it's an impossible situation, but if I had given up, they said the nigga got a PhD, but he didn't know what he was doing. I almost had a fight with a man who said I had no business even working the farm. A black man, he wanted to fight me. Said I wasn't good enough to run the farm. He wanted to fight me. Now we friends again now. But I'm just telling you the type of stuff we have to go through. Just trying to do a few things. And then we have people, naysayers on the internet, and say, how come the Nation ain't doing this, that, and other? And they know about the dope busts. But we went in and cleaned up the project, the government project. And then they kicked us out. And now there's more guns and violence and bloodshed. We had proved that we could stop that. But the government kicked us out. And now there's more killing in the city. Now they're coming through with the militias on one end and the police on the other, killing black men and black women. But that could have been stopped if they had allowed the Nation of Islam to continue what they was doing in the city. But the Jews went to the government to get us thrown out of the project. So what I'm saying is this. We learn from those like Sister Ashley, and we study them, and we learn from them, and we use the technology that they bring us in our endeavors. There are people who are moving down to Georgia, but they ain't telling nobody until after they have locked down the land that they're talking about. Because once the white man knows that the Muslims want it, he gonna jack the price up. He gonna jack the price up. So it may not seem that there's a whole lot of activity, but we don't know what's going on because of how we have to act during a wartime situation in which we're in. They do not. See, we are the only ones who don't believe that the white man is the devil. We are the only ones that don't believe that his time is up. We as black people are still trying to get along, and you see that they ain't trying to get along with us. They're getting more and more upset. They're complaining that we're upset, and therefore they just gonna shoot us down, gun us down, and complain, and we complain about that. Say that's, you know, y'all complain too much. So it's all good. Mr. Farrakhan said that Allah will make us separate, and that's what's happening. He has unloosed the fiery serpents. So that's just the general type of thing I want to say about their good work Sister Ashley and them are doing in getting that land. So I'm finished.
Yes, sir. Sister Majida, do you want to make any comments?
Yes, sir. I was just speaking about what Dr. just said with regards to working in the dark, so to speak, you know, so that you can get in before you're disrupted, you know, by those who want to see you do nothing. And it made me think about what the minister said about, you know, when you see a plant, he says the roots go down before a shoot comes up. So, you know, that's looking at what the sisters do and knowing that, you know, you keep, I don't want to say keep hope alive, but you know we're going to be successful, and we know it's going to take. Some are going to be out front,
Dr.
and
Richard?
Some are going to look like they're not doing,
Dr.
and all of that. And all
Dr.
of that
Majida?
Goes on.
Oh,
yes.
Dr. Ridgely, can you mute your phone for a minute?
Yes.
Dr. Ridgely, can you mute your phone for a minute while you're next? Thank you. All right, go ahead, Sister Majida.
Yes, I was just saying all of that goes on. All of that goes on. We just got to keep, like you said, Dr. Ridgely, don't get disappointed. Don't get disappointed. You know, just keep doing what we're doing because people are coming. They are. They are coming. Allah is making it to where, like we said in the post, you know, that's got to be all that's on your mind at this day and time is separating and building your own communities when you see the level of unrest. It's just off the chart. It's just off the chart, you know. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say right now.
So, Sister Majida, let me ask you, do you think, well, of course, Sister Ashley and Sister Renee are unique. Everybody's unique, and we have skills and abilities. But do you think they're unique in that others can't duplicate what they're doing in other parts of the South?
Well, you know, anytime somebody does a thing, it takes away the impossibility. So, you know, they're unique in that they're out front doing it, and they're not just talking about it or, you know, they're doing it. They just acted on what was in their minds to do, and by the grace of Allah, everything was in place. They were able to pull the people together. You know, they were on time in that time that they wanted to do what they did, and they were successful in acquiring the land. And we pray they'll be successful in all of their endeavors. But, you know, we can do that. Others can do that, and others will do it. And sometimes, you know, we have to see somebody else do it before we realize, oh, it can be done. So like I said, them doing it and being so out front or on social media and advertising what they're doing, for some, I mean, it's going to help boost them, because now it takes away the impossibility. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. Some of us don't believe we can go free in this time we're living in. Some of us just don't believe that. That's just the reality of the situation. Some do and don't know how they can do it. And maybe looking at those sisters and what they're doing, and like they said, they're willing to help others. So, you know, we all have our level of desiring separation and community building and how we go about it. But I'm just, hey, those sisters, they just, everything was in place for them. They had an opportunity. They didn't hesitate. They made it happen.
So
that doesn't necessarily mean it's for everybody, you know, but they captured that opportunity and they made it happen.
So basically, to your understanding, there's still opportunities there. We just have to desire it and get past the fear factor.
Well, those that are fearful,
mm-hmm.
those that are fearful, mm-hmm. those that aren't fearful, just like they did it, they need to find, I mean, we're taught that in the message to the black man, we need to find like-minded individuals and we need to pool our resources, period.
Wow. Well, this is a good time on that note. Let me just put that out there. Like-minded individuals coming together. If you think that you are a person that wants to move to a separate society or your own town or your own community, push the 1 on your dial and let us know what you think about our conversation. Let us know what you are interested in, or if you have questions. Let us know what you think about the show that we had on last week and the week before. Press the 1 on your pad, and we will recognize you to join the conversation. And meanwhile, Sister Majida.
Sister,
go ahead.
Please. Sister, I will say, Sister, I think it's Sister Ashley's, her marketing background, I can see the importance of that. I mean, you could definitely see, you know, in their putting together their presentation and how they went about using that presentation to solicit their investors, you know, all of that,
so what other,
you know, the benefits.
What other skills or abilities that must a team have to be successful in securing land for their own community?
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Okay, well, you said Sister Ashley had a marketing background. You said Sister Ashley had a marketing background. So what other skills would a group or a team need to be successful in securing land and building a community?
Well, you know, you and I talked about this before, you know, whether you have the skill yourself, I mean, that's a big plus that she was a sister that had those particular skills and the real estate. That, I mean, that's a big plus. You know, and they're both people persons. But, you know, like I said to you before, having a skill is definitely an advantage, but that doesn't stop a group of people that don't necessarily have that skill from reaching out and getting that skill where it is. So, you know, I guess knowing what you need to make it happen. And if you don't have it, knowing where to go and get it. Because like I said, that's an advantage that she had those skills in-house, so to speak. But that doesn't mean a group of people that don't necessarily have an in-house marketer or realtor can't do the same thing. You just have to know who to, maybe you can get her. You know what I mean? You have to know where to go and get those tools that you need to accomplish the goal.
Wow. So I guess the most important thing is that you have two or more people who trust one another and who have a strong desire and who are committed to making this happen is the main ingredients. And then once you have that, Allah brings you an opportunity that can turn into something that can really be successful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I thought about that, too, because I listened to them talk about trust, and it made me think about Brother Sean and his group, and he talked about trust and knowing one another, and Brother Kareem and what they were doing in that same vein, that same thread of trust and knowing one another, spending time together. So I thought that was interesting.
That's always been a personal study of mine because it's not a lot of black men groups that I know of that have been able to come together and build something and keep a bond. You know, it's difficult for us to do that. And those who have done it can have it, you know, can achieve great things.
Yes, but you know,
ahead. That group in Mississippi, out of Jackson and Philadelphia, Mississippi, the bonding was Brother Hollis. See, Brother Hollis is a longtime member of the nation and a longtime activist in Mississippi. And he was the brother, the only brother. When I first got down here, and the second year, we did like 60 acres of watermelon. And, of course, the weeds were about to take us over because we were doing it without chemicals. And I called out to the region and for the region for some FOI to come and help me on Saturday to pull the weeds. And out of the whole southern region, one man came, and that was Brother Hollis.
Wow. One man.
And, you know, one man. And Brother Hollis, you know, he's much with his 70s or 80s now, but he was in his 60s then. Okay? But he came, but nobody else came. And so he is a believer and a bonding agent. Now, you know, I let you deal with reality. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but the three of us know what I'm talking about. We thought we was on our way in terms of getting some land and putting some homes up. We'd even got, we were talking about putting up, you know, building those homes out of the those storage trailers.
Right,
and
containers.
We'd even gotten the container on the farm. We had built a foundation for it. It built the foundation for it, Muslim brother. Had a brother who was working with the metal, was getting ready to prep to be built into a small home, and come to find out the sister never paid for it. Come to find out that she was a sham. She was a con artist. But she knew the right things to say. She fooled me. And since that time, we really hadn't had anything going in terms of our individual efforts, our group here, of getting some land and building some homes. Okay? So, again, it's very important that you get the right people. And if Allah blesses you, you can do what the sisters did. However, there are trials. And people come in. So, like now, when people ask me, they want to help the farm. You know, they feel that I'm putting them off. But I tell them, listen, been there, done that, heard that, been bit. Now, this is what you need to do. Now, there's a brother who calls. He produces, he's an app. He writes software. He produces apps. And he wanted to help the farm and so forth and so on. I said, well, why don't you do this? why don't you get some of your app brothers in the nation who are apps building software? Why don't y'all get together and then, as a group, purchase some land in Terrell County? I said, get back with me when you got some people together. Well, that's been over a month ago.
Mm.
He hasn't got.
Maybe
he's still working. He's still working on it. Just a month's not that long.
Well, okay, cool. I'll give him credit for that. But this is what I do now. I don't go gung ho. Just somebody,
mm-hmm.
'cause somebody says they want to do something. I said, okay, this is what you got to do. Get back with me. Okay? I cut them off short, just like somebody just recently. You remember with the brother up in Atlanta, Fakwai? What's his name? We went up to visit outside of Atlanta who builds bricks.
Oh, brother.
Farouk. Somebody posted on my Facebook page that they seen this video of Brother Farouk. And I posted it. It's a video of Brother Farouk building bricks. And then he says, look what Brother Farouk is doing. We can learn from that. We can build homes right there on Muhammad Farms. So I told him, take that idea to the executive council.
Because
I can't do anything. Because it's not my farm. It's not my land. It belongs to the Nation of Islam, and anything like that has to go through the executive council. So
Right. Don't
even bring it to me. Don't even waste my time. You take it to the executive council. Then if they want my opinion, I give my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give it to me. That's your idea. Take it to the executive council. You know? Then somebody, you know, again, looking at it from the outside, a brother whose mother lives in Terrell County. He's a Muslim. He doesn't live here now. He gonna put on my Facebook page all this long soliloquy, and then said that the nation should be doing more. They got skilled people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that road, we got people that can fix that road. We should do it ourselves. So I have to straighten his ass out. I said that road don't belong to the Nation of Islam. That road belongs to the county of Terrell County.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot even get an engineer to come and give me a quote on how much it would cost to pave the road or even put gravel down. The engineer would not even give me a quote until I got permission from the county commissioners. So when I get permission from the county commissioners, then he will come and give me a quote. So I had to lay that out to him. See, everybody look at it. We knew that. You need to know the situation. All right?
Right.
The county
right.
commissioners won't even give a permission, so I can't even get a goddamn quote to tell you what it would take to build it, to fix it. All right? So that's why I'm running for office. Then I ask him straight up, because I know him. I ask him straight up. He's from Terrell County. He knows a lot of people here. I ask him straight up twice. So, brother, are you going to use your influence with the people in Terrell County to get them to vote for me to be chairman of the county committee? He clammed up.
So everybody wants to make everything. Everybody wants to show how everything is so quote unquote easy to fix, but they're not willing to do anything.
No, not a damn thing. Except
but I think
out.
That's.
Other
but,
than put,
I think that's what when you ask Carlton, were the sisters unique? I think when you think about it in that term, it makes them unique because you know, like I said, they had an opportunity and they didn't because they closed their deal in 45 days. You would assume that they talked as much as they needed to get the job done. And, you know, sometimes we're just talking. But,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
that's
what do you say?
The minister said that Allah would make us separate. Now, You remember what the sister said, Sister Ashley, another sister said. It came to a point in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid for their husband. They were afraid for their husband.
Going to work. Mm-hmm. And their son. Teenage son.
And their son. All right? It came, they came to a boiling point in their life that they had to decide what was more important.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They decided we need to get the hell out of here. And we need to build our own reality. We need to be away from here. Because it hit them personally. They decided that they wanted, they had to move. They had to make a move. Now, when people get that way, when you get to a point where you have to make a move, you will make a move. Remember the design or the table I put in Combinomics 1 about the mathematics of movement?
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Evidently, the fire in their lives was so hot.
Right.
Called it impending. Remember what just happened not long ago up in Atlanta where they shot that brother at the Wendy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that had an impact to the point where they had enough. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they found some other people who felt that way. We just haven't found the people who felt that way yet. Okay? There are too many people who are somewhat comfortable. Then there are people who, because of other family members, and this is another point. I'm on my soapbox today. I'm tired of Negroes. Most of Muslims who are the Nation of Islam carry all the Negroes in their family who messing up their lives. Whenever the other Negroes in the family mess up, it's the Muslims who got stability who has to go and pull them out the fire. In the meantime, we can't take care of our business. We're taking care of family business. And a lot of times people will not move because there's family who don't want to move or who's stuck because of age or whatever. And they have to take care of the family, but they want to move, but the love for the family. So the enemy has gotten us attached to the things we love to keep us locked in to death. So those people are not willing to cut those ties. For instance, I was not the first choice to run the farm. There was somebody else who was chosen first. But he couldn't come because of his family. So then they had to turn to me. I wasn't the first choice. The brother who was the first choice couldn't make a move because of his family. Okay? Now, in my situation, my family was falling apart. Me and my wife, my first wife, we were in a separation. So I was glad to get the hell out of Greensboro. We're doing much better now. We're friends now. But at that time, it was terrible. So Allah fixed it. The other brother was supposed to come, but he couldn't because of his family. And because of my family, I was glad to come.
Wow. And Allah is the best knower.
Allah fixed it. Allah fixed it. And just before I came, somebody broke into my second house. I have rented a house. I let my wife stay in the big house that we were buying. I moved to a smaller house, rented right there in the middle of the campus at A&T, and moved my print shop from my big house to the little house where I lived at, and I also did my printing for my T-shirts. Somebody broke into my house and vandalized it. I called the police, and the police asked me, well, who you think did it? I said, I don't know. He said, who you been having problems with lately? I said, the campus police and the city police. That's who I've been having problems with. So right after that, Allah pulled me out from Greensboro because it was about to be owned between me and the damn police. Okay? Because I already beat the rap that they were trying to put me in jail over. For selling on the street, and I had a permit. They're still going to put me in jail. So I'm saying is that Allah is the best knower. He, the mathematics of Master Farah Muhammad, I do not know it nor understand. But I can see it after it happens and say, oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God. My God is God. And so I just keep moving and praying and keep working and just see what he going to manifest. He going to make something happen. We just have to be prepared to receive it when it comes, because he is checking us out to see if we go punk out, because we're right around the corner from the 8th Infantry. That's 53 miles away. They didn't move the 8th Infantry down to Columbus for no reason. That was folks in God in Fort Knox. But what, ain't no gold in Fort Knox, so they moved it down here because they know when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan repurchased this land, they knew what was going to happen eventually. Eventually, this will be the beginning of that nation for real. They knew that when the minister got it. And why did the minister get it? He said, I got it because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got it, and I got it back.
That's right.
So the enemy knows. The enemy know what's about to go down. So that's why they brought the infantry there. But I believe the baby plane, so I'm ready. Let's do this. Trying to plan with them, trying to plan with Negroes. See, I'm running for the head job of the county committee, the county commissioner, the big chairmanship. Yeah, I'm knocking at the door. I'm going to make a lot of people angry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I just wanted a little to give you my history and let you know Allah is God. I watched him operate on my life. Not me doing it, him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I got dates, I got times. I know what he did. I didn't know what he was going to do until it was done. Then I said, oh, praise due to Allah. I see that. I see that.
That's right. That's right.
See? And like, look, you two came. You two came.
Yes,
sir. How many times y'all come down here before y'all move?
Twice.
I came once by myself.
So you came
did.
Three times.
Right.
And your wife
came
twice, right? Twice together.
Right. We came the first time in 2009, January. When we had what I think was our last Ministry of Agriculture conference in, I think, where were we, in Dawson?
Yes.
I think that was 2009. I think that was the last time we had one here in Terrell County. I think after that they were at Savior's Day. I think that was 2009. And then we came in the following year, 2010, with our whole family.
How many Founders Day did we come to?
Founders Day, right, to Founders Day in July 2010, June, July 2010 with our family, mom and my sister and my daughter.
So did we pay for you to come?
Oh, no.
No, sir.
Okay. did we ask you to come?
No,
well,
sir.
No more than you asked the Ministry of Agriculture, because that's what we were members of for all those years.
And
I
you
mean,
decided
we get,
on your
own invitation,
and
no.
Paid, and you paid three times, two of you twice, one of you once, to come and to check it out, and then you decided you were going to make the move.
Right. When we came
right?
in 2010, we just decided that's what we wanted to do. And my husband came back by himself in 2013, looking for property and just to check the area out, mainly just to check the area out. So he came, I think, in 2013, and then he and I came again to actually look for property. And after that, we just went back home, put a plan together, a six-month plan, that we backed into a date
a
that we wanted to be living by, and we put a plan together for that 6 months, and we downsized our living, threw away and got rid of and gave to family members and sold what needed to be sold just to downsize our house, found out what it would cost to transport ourselves, saved money everywhere we could, cutting our expenses because, you know, we knew we were going to bring some things with us, but what we didn't need, we left behind.
Now, one other thing you did, I don't know if Brother Carlton did or not, because he was already had his business and knew his skills, but you even went to learn more about baking. Is that correct?
I did. I was not making bread other than putting Muhammad Farms flour and some other ingredients in a bread machine. That was the extent of it. I was buying the flour. That was the extent of it. And when I knew I can be a help with regards to baking, I went and took some me and my sister went and took some classes, paid for them hundreds of dollars, and took some classes.
And brother,
so
and then
we,
Brother Carlton
so that
came,
we could be a help.
And Brother Carlton came. How long did it take you, Brother Carlton, to transition completely from the business that you had in Oakland to the business that you have now?
4 years.
4 years.
I went back,
going back
and forth.
Forth.
I went back and forth to California, almost you know 2,500 miles or so. I went back and forth to California about every 6 weeks or so.
No,
who paid for that? Who paid for that?
I did.
Why did you keep doing it?
Well, I knew that I did not want to stay in California, and I knew that if I had to build something in my new home, that it was going to take time. To be honest, neither one of us, me or Sister Majida, knew that it was going to take that much time. I thought it was going to be 2 years at the most, but it ended up being 4 years with a lot of time away from my wife.
See,
we just made a commitment.
You all are the success story. I love Sister Ashley and what they're doing, but you two are the success story, goddammit. Y'all need to understand that, and the people need to understand that. You are the success story. You are the example of what pioneers who believe in Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you are the ones that bear witness to your faith. They need to study what you all have done. That's why I put y'all on stage every chance I get at Savior's Day. And they still won't give me the damn tape.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Dr. Ridgely, it's about one, what you want in life, what you value and what's important. And then it's your commitment to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me personally, I could just speak for myself. I believe that we are to be successful. I mean, past belief, I know that. I know that God came that we may be successful. I know that. Everything we've been given points to that, tells us that, is a sign of that. So, you know, I'm kind of a mathematical thinking kind of person. And, things have to add up. And we've been given so much and shown so much that we can be successful. Even if we just look at what – I watched Harriet Tubman again with my mom. And when I look at her, I'm like, you know, that's who we are. That's an example of what was done before, but that's who we are. I believe that. I've always believed that. So I'm not afraid of striving to be successful when the promise is already given to me. It's like I've already been claimed as a winner. I just have to go and get the prize. And so I just believe in what we've been given in myself like that. And I really believe that's us as a people, but, you know, some of us, we just don't act on it that way. And so when we look at the sisters, they're acting on what they know to be the truth, what they believe. They're acting on it. And that's what we're doing here. Yeah, I have no doubt that we're not going to be successful. I have no doubt because that's how I believe in myself and the God within myself. And I think we just have to tap into that more.
And brother Carlton, your sister Majida has made herself a superb baker. Built a bakery at her home on her porch. Changed that big porch they had into a bakery. And brother Carlton now, he is now the handyman in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That he has a turn down business.
Right.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's
right.
A blessing.
Yes.
So,
praise
so you
Jesus
all, you all are the success story. You all are the success story, and I thank Allah
yes,
for you all. And even Mom.
Well, we wouldn't be here. Mom, we wouldn't
Mom.
Be here if it wasn't for you and Sister Ann.
Just gonna say
well,
that, Carlton. I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can't be, like they say, a champion can't be a champion without an opponent. Not that you all opposed us in any way, but just to say you can't have one without the other. We can't be a success story without you and Sister Ann, you know, pulling for us and being an example. You all were the encouragement. I would say from the beginning, you all were the encouragement for us to even make that move. I see it all the time when we came that 2010 and saw how hard you all were working. And as members of the Ministry of Agriculture, listening to you all every week for all those years, when we came and we saw, we said, you know what? We want to be a help. We want to be a part. We see the vision of community
yep.
building.
And
we're living in community.
Yep, yep,
so
yep.
we concept was not foreign to us because we were already living in community with our families. So the concept was not a foreign concept. And I think it might be foreign to some people. What is that? But we were already living together as a family in California, pooling our resources and, you know, being in the same household together. We were already doing that. And when we saw you all, we were like, we have to be here. We have to be here. This, you know, just seeing the vision. Seeing the vision.
Yep, the nation of Islam has to start somewhere, and it has to start with someone. And when I say the nation of Islam, I don't mean the nation of Islam we have right now where we have mosques and meetings and ministers and lectures. I mean the real physical community, land, jobs, businesses. That has to start somewhere because Allah said it's going to start, the minister said it's going to start. And so it has to start somewhere, and it's got to start with somebody. And so I don't know if we're the ones that's going to start it, and I can't say for sure this is the place, but I'm betting on it. And I'm, you know, putting in effort and planning to make something happen towards that. And so we ask others like-minded who listen to this show, who listens off and on, do something in your own way. One, we'd love you to come join us, but if you can't join us, do something in your own way to start the Nation of Islam to build community. But we'd love to have you here in Brownwood, in Carroll County. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We'd love to have you here, but get the hell out of there. We love
right.
to have you here, but get the hell out of there.
Right.
Because the militia and the police on one side, Black Lives punk. Look, it's not even Black Lives Matter no more. It's any damn thing goes.
Right.
So you got, and we caught between the two, and they killing each other and killing us. And in the meantime, so they got us. They gonna kill us from both sides. Then they got
mm-hmm.
they want to take a shot, a new vaccine. So the fiery serpents have been unleashed in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of her. There ain't no more damn jobs. So come down here and make one. Sister Majida, Brother Carlton came down here and made a job.
And it's only
war.
Because I tell you, Dr. Ridgely, I enjoy working with other Muslims. I mean, you know, I had fun putting, you know, hooking up the mill and working with you. I mean, that's enjoyable. And I mean, I've had other enjoyments. You know, when I've done some projects with Brother Tony, our welder and pipe fitter. I mean, I enjoy it. And Brother Khalif, whenever we have a chance to work on projects together, it's just, it passes by so fast because it's so fun because you're working with other believers. And we don't have, the only outlet we have for that is the papers. But that's just one aspect. I mean, when we're actually building something or fixing something,
I was going to say that it's
so
our nature.
Enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's our nature to build. So you, I mean, you're just expressing your nature when you're building with brothers like that. It's our nature to build.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here crying.
Don't cry, Dr. Richley, please.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, the minister has warned people. He didn't talk about me specifically, but I know he was talking about me. He said some people have so much spirit, who have so much fire, it scares people. And I know that a lot of people are taking a front. They back off from me because of my intensity. And I understand that because, look, I am a warrior.
Yes, sir.
I'm not playing.
Yes, sir.
And so I can't deal with people who playing. All right? And so, Brother Carlton has agreed to come and help me next week. And we got that flour mirror running now. It's running nice, brother. All praise
be
to Allah. Nothing ain't blowed up yet, brother. Oh, praise be to Allah. It's just a humming, man. Thank you so much, man.
That's good.
Because
praise be to
my
Allah.
Other worker who knows about electricity, he was supposed to be helping me. He ain't showed up since last Friday. He got paid.
Wow.
Right?
This is, I figured out what it was. They got the holiday mixed up. They thought this past Monday was Labor Day?
No. They ain't got the holidays mixed up. They decided to take a whole goddamn week for Labor Day. That's what he decided.
Wow.
But he don't know the surprise he gonna find when he get back. Okay. So no, you know damn well that it wasn't Labor Day. They decided they gonna take a whole damn week. But he ain't got no damn place else to go for no money, so he'll come back. But then I explained to him. I said, "Yo, you're not my child. You're not my son. All right, you had to pack your shit up and go." And then I can't take it no more. You know, I had to come out and in the morning see who's at work and then make the decision on what we go do. My wife asked me the night before, "So what's the plan for tomorrow?" I don't know, because I don't know who's showing up.
Hmm.
Okay?
Well,
and what we're doing right now,
I got to ask the question.
It requires more than one. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We're down to the last minute, and I got to ask the question. Will we survive?
Yes. Go ahead. Damn Skippy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.